Coffee Break French Travel Diaries, Episode 4. Bonjour à tous et à toutes, moi c'est Marc et je suis très content d'être ici encore une fois avec vous pour un autre épisode de Coffee Break French. Bonjour Pierre-Benoît.
Oui, parce que moi je suis là aussi quand même Marc. Oui,
tout à fait.
Bonjour à tous, j'espère que vous allez tous très très bien.
Bah, c'est un tout petit peu différent comme, de l'habitude, du normal, parce qu'on n'est pas dans le studio, on n'est pas tous les deux dans le studio. Moi, je suis chez moi et toi, tu es chez toi.
Ben voilà, mais c'est très bien. On arrive quand même à travailler, à parler, à préparer des choses et c'est ce qui compte. Et à garder le sourire.
Tout à fait. Mais il faut dire aussi que le soleil aide aujourd'hui.
Ah, je ne vois pas le soleil.
Ah, quel dommage. Anyway, we're back with another episode of our travel diaries, and we're following the journey of our friends as they travel through the south of France. And this time they're heading onwards to a new destination, a beautiful town in the south of France. But we'll find out exactly where they're going in just a moment. We're going to listen to Lara's diary. Lara will read her diary. And then, of course, we'll go through each line of this and talk about the words and phrases used. And hopefully that will help you understand exactly what's going on. Alors, est-ce que tu es prêt, Pierre-Benoît?
Moi, je suis toujours prêt, Marc.
Alors, donc, on y va. C'est parti.
Nous nous sommes réveillés de bonne heure pour aller au marché chercher des fruits bien frais. Nous les avons dégustés sous un arbre qui nous faisait de l'ombre pendant que la ville était encore calme. Pour ne pas trop se fatiguer, on a fait un petit tour touristique en tram. Déjà midi et nous étions en route pour Avignon. Dans le train, j'ai chanté la chanson d'Avignon à Noah qui ne la connaissait pas. Sur le pont d'Avignon, on y danse tous en rond. Nous n'avons passé qu'une quarantaine de minutes dans le TGV. Dès que nous sommes arrivés, j'ai pris Noah par la main pour lui montrer le pont d'Avignon, officiellement appelé le pont Saint-Bénézet. Datant du XIIe siècle, le pont a perdu la majorité de sa structure, ce qui fait que le pont est coupé au milieu du fleuve. On a mangé une ratatouille délicieuse dans un restaurant en terrasse avec du bon vin et de la tapenade en apéro. On a de la chance de faire ce voyage en même temps que le festival d'Avignon. On va bien s'habiller pour aller voir une pièce de théâtre en plein air.
Très bien. Alors, nos amis sont maintenant à Avignon. Tu connais Avignon, toi ?
Oui, j'y suis allé à deux reprises.
Ah tiens, ok. Pour des vacances ou...
Oui, c'était pendant l'été et j'ai de la famille qui habite pas très loin d'Avignon et surtout un très bon copain qui habite une superbe ville qui s'appelle Isle-sur-la-Sorgue. Tu connais ?
Je connais pas. Je connais Avignon, mais pas trop, mais j'y suis allé une fois. Eh bien, alors Lara et Noah sont maintenant à Avignon.
Oui, ça donne envie d'y aller quand même, hein.
Oui, tout à fait. We're going to go through the text as we've done in the past, and we're going to take a closer look at some of the language used. So Pierre-Benoît, can you begin by reading the first section here?
Nous nous sommes réveillés de bonne heure pour aller au marché chercher des fruits bien frais.
Okay, so nous nous sommes réveillés de bonne heure. We got up early. We woke up early. Se réveiller, to wake up. Nous nous sommes réveillés, a perfect tense of this reflexive verb.
Yeah.
De bonne heure, early.
Of a good hour, yeah. I was just saying réveiller uses être. So you've got to agree. That's why you've got the E acute S because the subject is nous.
Tout à fait. And de bonne heure, early. Could we say tôt as well here?
Oui. Nous sommes réveillés assez tôt, très tôt, ou simplement tôt, that's fine, yeah.
Okay. Pour aller au marché, this is interesting, in order to go to the market, and then we come straight in with another infinitive because we've already used a pour. So, pour aller au marché, chercher des fruits bien frais. So, to go to the market to look for nice, fresh fruit.
Mm, nice, okay. And you need to notice here, you must notice that fruit has an S.
Mm-hmm. Des fruits, so some fruits. En français, on dit des fruits in the plural.
Yeah, and if you said that vous avez acheté un fruit, what would that be, Mark? Un fruit?
Well, that would be presumably one piece of fruit.
Yeah, okay. But I thought, is that in English, you've got to say a piece of fruit? You can't say one fruit?
You would talk about the fruit of the something tree, like the fruit of the fig tree or something like that. But you wouldn't say, I bought a fruit. That sounds a little strange. A piece of fruit.
Well, as in French, you can say, j'ai acheté un fruit ou deux fruits. Ou if it's une pomme, it's un fruit. So it's really different, isn't it?
Tout à fait, tout à fait. Okay, let's continue on.
Nous les avons dégustés sous un arbre qui nous faisait de l'ombre, pendant que la ville était encore calme.
Right, nous les avons dégustés. What are we talking about here? Déguster quelque chose is when you taste something or you eat it, but you eat it with enjoyment, don't you?
Yeah, that's it. You enjoy it, you savor it. Mm-hmm.
So, nous les avons dégustés because we're talking about les fruits. Nous les avons dégustés, and I wonder if our listeners can think about this, déguster. What would be on the end of déguster here? There would, of course, be...
I-acute-S.
I-acute-S, because we're referring back to les fruits. Nous les avons dégustés. We ate them, or we enjoyed them, sous un arbre, under a tree, qui nous faisait de l'ombre, which to us made... some shadow, okay, so we were in the shadow of the tree, pendant que la ville était encore calme, while the town was still calm, still quiet in the morning.
Lovely, lovely wee phrase there. And I love this because obviously we know that usually when you use avoir in a passé composé, in a perfect, you do not agree. The past participle does not agree, but here we've got the direct object that's preceding it. So we need to agree here with les fruits.
Les fruits.
Therefore, why we have L-E-S, les, and further down we have I-A-Q-T-S. Good.
Nous les avons dégustés. Très bien. Okay, let's continue.
Pour ne pas trop se fatiguer, on a fait un petit tour touristique en tram.
Okay, so we've got another pour with an infinitive here, but there's quite a lot in between the pour and the infinitive. First of all, the infinitive, se fatiguer, to get tired, to tire yourself out. And we've got the negative infinitive, so it's ne pas se fatiguer. So pour ne pas se fatiguer, in order not to tire ourselves out, but there's also a trop in there. So pour ne pas trop se fatiguer, in order... not to tire ourselves out, on a fait un petit tour touristique en tram. So we did a little tourist tour by tram.
Déjà midi, et nous étions en route pour Avignon.
Now, literally already noon, and we were en route for Avignon. So we would translate this a little more like perhaps by lunchtime, we were already en route to Avignon.
Dans le train, j'ai chanté la chanson d'Avignon à Noah, qui ne la connaissait pas.
So, in the train, I sang the song of Avignon to Noah, who didn't know it. It's a very famous song, but Noah doesn't seem to know this song. So go for it, sing the song. I know you're desperate to sing.
I'm going to be cheeky here. I'm going to go back to connaissez here. It's a nice imperfect. And I'm just trying to change the subject there because I know you want me to sing, Mark. I know that. I know the song. It's called La Chanson du Pont d'Avignon. Mm-hmm. And it goes, sur le pont d'Avignon, on y danse, sur le pont d'Avignon, on y danse tous en rond. Les beaux messieurs font comme ça. Et les belles dames font comme ça, etc. Sur le pont. Sorry.
Okay, he's getting carried away, yeah. So, sur le pont, on the bridge of Avignon, on y danse. So, one there dances, tous en rond, all in a circle. So, you can imagine people dancing in a circle on the bridge of Avignon. And I think this is, I remember learning this when I was very, very young. And I think it was one of the first times I'd heard this idea of on y danse. Because I'd always thought of danse as one syllable, but danse, it's kind of reinforcing this fact with song that you can actually stress that, not stress the second syllable, but recognize the second syllable.
Yeah, it's very current. That happens a lot in songs in French, okay? If you listen to Aznavour, Brel, you know, like classics and even more modern songs, you will hear the final E at times being pronounced, being said out loud.
Okay, so in the train, I sang the song of Avignon to Noah, who didn't know it, qui ne la connaissait pas. And then sur les ponts d'Avignon, on y danse tous en rond. Okay, we're going to take a very short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. We wanted to let you know that there's a premium version of the Travel Diaries course, and this includes a set of lesson notes where you'll be able to read the text from each of the diaries and work through the vocabulary and any explanations that we've provided. There's also a video version of the text where we've left space for you to repeat the words and phrases used, giving you an opportunity to practice your speaking and your pronunciation. For more information about this, head to coffeebreakacademy.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, we are following Lara and Noah on their journey around the south of France. And actually, we started this episode, we should have said, in Bordeaux. They were still in Bordeaux. No, they weren't at all. They were in Aix-en-Provence.
Aix-en-Provence, oui.
Getting mixed up here. So they started in Aix-en-Provence, and now by lunchtime, they're already en route to Avignon, another beautiful city in the south of France. Okay, let's continue with the text.
Nous n'avons passé qu'une quarantaine de minutes dans le TGV.
Okay, so this is a ne que. So it's a kind of negative, but it doesn't mean we didn't spend.
No, it means only, we only spent.
Yeah, so ne que is only. Nous n'avons passé qu'une quarantaine de minutes dans le TGV. So we only spent about 40 minutes in the TGV. So the TGV, the train à grande vitesse. And it was a very quick journey from Aix to Avignon, just 40 minutes. Nous n'avons passé qu'une quarantaine de minutes dans le TGV. One of the things I think is a little bit tricky for learners is this idea of the ne que and where it goes. Because we are trained to put the ne pas around the verb, yeah. Around the auxiliary verb also. But here, nous n'avons passé qu'une quarantaine de minutes. So the que comes before the thing that it is only.
Yes, this is it. This is the best trick to get it right. Yeah.
Can you give us another example of ne que?
Je ne mange des frites que le week-end.
Right, so this is, I'm glad you went for something like this. Je ne mange des frites, sorry, say that again,
je ne mange des frites que le week-end.
Okay, so je ne mange des frites que le week-end. So I only eat chips or fries at the weekend. Okay.
Can I say something else?
Yeah, go for it.
Je ne mange. So I'm going to move the que. I'm telling you that in advance, okay? Je ne mange que des frites le week-end. Now that would be different, wouldn't it?
And somewhat more unhealthy. So there, je ne mange que des frites le week-end. There you're saying you only eat chips or fries at the weekend, meaning you eat nothing else. You only eat, the only thing that you eat at the weekend is chips or fries. Not some nice fresh fruit from the market or anything like that.
But as we tried to explain, because where the que was in the first sentence, it was just before the weekend. And in the second one, it was just before les frites, okay, or des frites. So it's quite good. You put it just before the thing that you only do. So that's good.
Just let's hear those two sentences again. So the first one.
Je ne mange des frites que le week-end.
So I only eat chips at the weekend, meaning I don't eat chips or fries on Monday to Friday, but at the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, yes, I might treat myself to a portion of fries. Or
je ne mange que des frites le week-end.
The only thing I eat all weekend from breakfast to nighttime is fries. So very, very different scenario there.
Voilà. Non, mais c'est bien, c'est important, it's good. I also like the word quarantaine. I mean, I'm sure our viewers will be familiar with this, but quarantaine is roughly 40, and you can do that with dizaine, douzaine, which I think in English we've got dozen anyway, and vingtaine, trentaine, cinquantaine, soixantaine, etc. It's nice, it's roughly, approximately, more or less 40, yeah, quarantaine.
Good, excellent. Okay, let's continue.
Dès que nous sommes arrivés, j'ai pris Noah par la main pour lui montrer le pont d'Avignon, officiellement appelé le pont Saint-Bénézé.
Okay, so as soon as we arrived, I took Noah by the hand pour lui montrer le pont d'Avignon. So to show him the pont d'Avignon, the bridge of Avignon, officially called the pont Saint-Bénézé. Okay?
Okay, we've got the pour there, Mark. That's really good again. Okay, we didn't say in order to, we just said to. But here we need to have the pour because she took Noah's hand in order to show him, you know, she wanted to lead him and show him le pont d'Avignon. So we need the pour here before the infinitive.
Tout à fait. Okay. Coming back to dès que, as soon as, a nice phrase there, dès que nous sommes arrivés. Any other ways of saying this?
Dès que nous sommes arrivés, quand nous sommes arrivés, lorsque nous sommes arrivés. Can't think of another one. What about you, Mark?
Could we say aussitôt que nous sommes arrivés?
Oui, aussitôt que nous sommes arrivés, très bien. And it's quite nice to see arriver again, an être verb. And because it's using être, we need to agree with the subject like we had earlier.
Okay, the final sentence of this section.
Datant du XIIe siècle, le pont a perdu la majorité de sa structure, ce qui fait que le pont est coupé au milieu du fleuve.
Hmm. Right. This is quite a technical sentence in a sense. Datant du XIIe siècle, so dating from the 12th century, and then we actually are seeing a gerund in English translated by a gerund in French, a present participle, datant, the ant ending. So dater is the verb to date, datant du XIIe siècle, dating from the 12th century.
Could you say, Mark, going back to the 12th century, is that a good translation as well, or is it better to use dating?
I think here, because we're kind of giving some information, I think we would be better to say dating from the 12th century, the bridge has lost the majority of its structure, so the actual structure of the bridge has been lost. Ce qui fait que...
Lovely phrase there, lovely tournure, I love that. Ce qui fait que, literally...
That makes that, okay? Which makes that. So it's basically saying the bridge has lost the majority of its structure, and as a result, le pont est coupé, the bridge is cut, au milieu du fleuve.
Yeah.
It's cut in the middle of the river.
Yeah. Or ce qui fait que, which means that, okay? It's the idea of, yeah, it's cut in the middle. Okay, that's good.
Quick question. Le fleuve... La rivière.
Oh, le fleuve, la rivière. I think it comes to l'amont and l'aval, whether you get into the sea or it comes from the sea. I think there's a that's the difference between the two as far as I'm concerned. But I would need to revisit my geography books. Do you know?
I'm kind of regretting asking you the question because we're in the middle of recording this. We're not going to stop and start to research this.
No.
Basically, two words for river, le fleuve and la rivière. If you were talking about la Seine, for example.
That's un fleuve.
Un fleuve. Fleuve. Okay.
Yeah, pour moi, c'est un fleuve. Okay. And you also have le ruisseau. Do you know that?
Yeah.
For a much smaller, like a stream or a creek. Did they say as well mm-hmm. sometimes?
Yeah, indeed. Just thinking about this particular river, again, not wishing to put you on the spot here, but which fleuve is it that is passing through Avignon? Is it the Rhône?
That's what came to my mind, but I am not 100% sure. I can't do much travelling just now, Mark. I don't know.
Well, exactly. You read the next sentence while I very quickly see the river that's going through Avignon.
Merci. On a mangé une ratatouille délicieuse dans un restaurant en terrasse avec du bon vin et de la tapenade en apéro.
Très bien. OK, good stuff. I can confirm that it is indeed the Rhône.
Oui.
So we were right. So on a mangé une ratatouille délicieuse. We ate a delicious ratatouille. Absolutely delicious. Dans un restaurant en terrasse, so in a restaurant with a terrace, so it's got a seated area outside. Avec du bon vin et de la tapenade en apéro. So with some good wine and some tapenade, which is an olive-based spread.
Kind of a spread that you put on crackers, yeah. on oat cakes. So in France, it'll be on bread, mm-hmm. okay? Or sometimes you go maybe breadsticks and you can have a dip into it, mm-hmm. okay? And that's the kind of thing. Je ne suis pas très fan de la tapenade, personnellement.
Tu ne t'aimes pas les olives, hein?
Ben voilà, je suis français et je n'aime pas trop les olives, donc même pas du tout. So it's a bit strange, but to go back to our structure here, it starts with on a mangé, and it's fine because this is a diary, so when you speak, you can say on a mangé. But if you are writing it, I would strongly advise people to change on into
nous avons.
Yeah, nous avons. Nous avons. Très bien.
Okay.
Use the new form.
So, avec du bon vin, mm-hmm. with some good wine, avec du vin, of course, but we've got our adjective in front here. Could we say avec de bon vin?
No, it doesn't work. Il avait de bon vin. No, if it were plural, uh-huh. it would work. Avec de bon vin, B-O-N-S and V-I-N-S.
Yep.
Okay, but not here.
It sounds strange to say avec de bon vin.
De bon vin, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And apéro is short for apéritif.
Tout à fait.
Voilà. Je continue.
Yeah, vas-y.
On a de la chance de faire ce voyage en même temps que le festival d'Avignon.
Okay, so they're lucky. On a de la chance. We are lucky to be doing this journey en même temps que le festival d'Avignon. At the same time as the Avignon Festival.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite straightforward.
Yeah.
Remember, avoir de la chance, de plus infinitive. Okay, mm-hmm. that's the one that if you reuse that, don't forget your de before the infinitive.
Okay, and final sentence.
On va bien s'habiller pour aller voir une pièce de théâtre en plein air.
Good. So here we're seeing on again. And note the reflexive pronoun. It's se. So on va bien s'habiller. If we were saying nous, then we would say here, nous allons bien nous habiller.
Très bien, Marc.
And to be honest, that sounds a little heavier to me anyway.
Oui, oui.
Nous allons bien nous habiller.
C'est vrai.
Enfin, on va bien s'habiller. And why are they going to get nicely dressed up? Pour, another pour, aller voir une pièce de théâtre en plein air. They're going to see a theatrical show, a piece of theatre.
A play, yes.
Une play, une pièce.
But it's outdoor, okay? And they do that a lot in the Festival d'Avignon. Because mm-hmm. Obviously the weather is superb.
Okay, we've gone through the full text. Let's listen one more time. And of course now, as you're listening, hopefully you'll understand much more as we go through this text from Lara.
Nous nous sommes réveillés de bonne heure pour aller au marché chercher des fruits bien frais. Nous les avons dégustés sous un arbre qui nous faisait de l'ombre, pendant que la ville était encore calme. Pour ne pas trop se fatiguer, on a fait un petit tour touristique en tram. Déjà midi et nous étions en route pour Avignon. Dans le train, j'ai chanté la chanson d'Avignon à Noah qui ne la connaissait pas. Sur le pont d'Avignon, on y danse tous en rond. Nous n'avons passé qu'une quarantaine de minutes dans le TGV. Dès que nous sommes arrivés, j'ai pris Noah par la main pour lui montrer le pont d'Avignon, officiellement appelé le pont Saint-Bénézet. Datant du XIIe siècle, le pont a perdu la majorité de sa structure, ce qui fait que le pont est coupé au milieu du fleuve. On a mangé une ratatouille délicieuse dans un restaurant en terrasse, avec du bon vin et de la tapenade en apéro. On a de la chance de faire ce voyage en même temps que le Festival d'Avignon. On va bien s'habiller pour aller voir une pièce de théâtre en plein air.
Et voilà, c'est tout pour cette semaine. We hope that you've enjoyed this episode, another episode in which we are following the adventures of our friends, Lara and Noah, as they travel through the south of France. Now, next time they're heading to another wonderful city. They're going to Marseille. So next time we can enjoy their adventures in Marseille. But for now, we will say thank you very much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed this. Do check out the Coffee Break Academy for the premium version of this course. Just go to coffeebreakacademy.com. And also make sure that you're following us on Facebook, where we're Coffee Break French, on Instagram, Coffee Break Languages, and on Twitter, where we are Learn French. Voilà. Merci beaucoup, Pierre-Benoît.
Je t'en prie, et puis à la prochaine.
À très bientôt, au revoir.
Au revoir.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.